Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, thanks for that report, Debbie Downer. Not you, Haley, the CBS reporter, just there talking about rich people in space. They're all a bunch of Debbie Downers.
Well, how can people go out of a spaceship when people are hungry here on the Earth?
I think the idea is to expand space travel and make it affordable for people from all walks of life. That's how you break through on things. The first automobile made by Henry Ford back in that day was like $7 million. And then it started getting cheaper. I'm making that up, but you get the point. Eventually, things become more affordable for people.
Well, maybe for you in the 1%, Terry.
That's right. I'm in the 1%.
Man, it trickles down to us broadcast journalists.
But enough about my college GPA. Let's welcome to Hail in the Knobs here on News Radio 840 WHAS. Yeah, it does cost stupid money for people to go into space. And frankly, I couldn't do it.
No, I think we've talked about it before. I have no interest. Not now, at least. Maybe once it gets comfier and more affordable, maybe then.
I don't even like being in a golf cart with a shield up. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Plastic. Take that down. I don't want the air in my face.
Oof. And you're a pilot. You're in a teeny tiny little airplane.
I'm fine with that because I have control over it. I have control over a golf cart, too.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Power goes out. All they train you, people always say, must be so hard to fly planes. All they teach you is what to do if something goes wrong. Anybody can fly. You and I can go to the airport right now. I'll do the walk around, check out the airplane, make sure it is airworthy, ready to go. And then we'll go over the runway and you can take off.
You keep saying wheel as if I would ever, ever be able to do that.
The whole trick is to know what to do when things don't go as planned.
Terry,
that's what training is about.
I have knocked all four of my hubcaps off my car. I haven't gotten an oil change. Do you think I'm responsible enough for a plane?
I wanted to ask you about your lack of hubcaps at some point. Is it just because you're from Chicago and it looks good? Looks like you belong?
No, it's because I'm horrible at navigating turns. I knock them off and then I don't ever stop for them.
You never go back to get them.
So then one of my Christmas presents years ago, my parents got me 4 matching hubcaps. Because they're like, you're going to need them.
It does make your car look like you're leaving the scene of a crime.
Sometimes I am. Let's be real. No, I like it. I think it adds character to my little Jackson, my Jetta. That's what I named
him. That's it. You name your car?
Everyone names their car. Normal people name their car. You don't name your car.
No. John, you name your car?
One of my cars was named Carly.
That was
a while back. I don't know if my current vehicle
car is Carly. That makes sense.
Yeah. And you could do like Lexi, the Lexus. Jax, the Jetta.
Yeah, Grace got her first car earlier this year. She turned 16 and got her first car. Yeah, that's right. She's almost 17. It's because you have
this
to wait
year
6 months.
Yeah, right.
You have to wait 6 months. I was thinking, why? Yeah, that's right. You have to wait 6 months before you can drive on your own. So anyway, she's been driving. And right away she referenced something. I said, who are you talking about? She said, my car. I'm like, what are you talking about?
So what's the name? Do you not remember?
I can't remember
she
said.
I remember that was a big thing. I had a list of names when I first got my car to try to figure out what his name was going to be.
Why is it a him versus a her? Ships are always female.
Who knows? I don't know. I just remember thinking, Jax, that's my boy.
Do you talk to him?
Yes. And I do. I rub at the top of my steering wheel. I pat him. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I just got another hubcap.
By the way, John's knob number one on the show tonight.
Yay!
It's good to have you here.
Last time I was the nice guy.
Yeah, you were still a nice guy.
Okay.
I'm knob too.
That's fine.
You've been promoted up to knob.
So your current vehicle does not have a name?
So I got it mixed up. My current vehicle is Carly. I had an Isuzu named Susie. That was my first car.
That makes sense. I see what you're doing.
So it's kind of a play on words, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
See, normal people name their car.
Speaking of Carly, this song is 10 years old today.
Hey, I just met you. This is crazy.
Yep.
But here's my number.
How is that possible? That was 10 years ago.
10 years. I guess that would make sense. I was jamming out to it in college.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts my heart a little bit. And I know this is kind of the beginning of the slope down to old age for me. Once you hit 28,
you'll
I
do
hear
that.
It's downhill.
There's miles posts all through your life where you say, oh, that happened at this age, that age, or whatever, and you'll be able to string things around, like wind them around your spokes at a when you were 30, when you were 40. You'll just know that.
But that's the only way I know. I only remember things through memories, which doesn't help you and I, because I can't look at you and go, oh, of course, Call Me Maybe was playing on at the coffee shop down in Lexington my sophomore year.
Do you think that Carly Rae Jepsen has to tell people now, I'm the Call Me Maybe person?
No, because people know who she is, Terry.
Okay.
CRJ is, she's an art. She's amazing.
She's elevated to another platform, or she's not just stuck as a one song. She's tied to one monster song.
She's probably a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
She's had
other songs, but nothing's ever been anything like this.
No. Which, how could it be? I've read studies saying that is the best pop song ever of all time.
It's the pacing. It's an earworm.
The chord structure. It's perfect.
You can't forget it. We'll call her an influencer. How's that sound?
Oh, I could.
That's a word
sure.
for this era. Last night on Dancing with the Stars, a certain influencer named Olivia Jade made her debut on network TV. Remember her?
I'm probably best known for being an influencer.
Welcome back to another video.
But the last few years, I've been, I guess you could say, wrapped up in a scandal.
The ugly truth that admission to college can be bought, bartered, and stolen for some.
After everything happened, I did step back from social media and just soak in what everybody was saying. I'm not trying to pull a pity card, but I just need to move forward and do better.
Yeah, her mom's Aunt Becky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so her mom paid... And her fashion designer dad paid.
Massimo is his
like
name.
Like $500,000.
Yeah, for Stanford, right?
Yeah, to get her into school because she's dumb. And did I say that part out loud?
And they faked the rowing.
She's on the rowing team.
That is the real, oh my God.
When they said, hey, how come you haven't been to rowing practice? I don't know. Is that in a gym or is it? No, that's on the river. Rowing.
I'm sorry, I was too busy filming my YouTube series.
I was influencing people.
So.
With my duck lips.
Olivia.
She's on Dancing with the Stars. Here's what we forgot to do, which Ian and I usually do this each year when this thing comes on. We pick who's going to get thrown off Dancing with the Stars first.
Immediately. But we missed the first episode already happened.
It was last night.
But I don't think we've had elimination, have we?
No. It's just they probably do performances the first couple of nights it's on. JoJo Siwa, you said it's some YouTube hotshot.
Yeah, she's a kid star.
I don't know who that is, but I know who Suni Lee is from the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
America loves her. They are not cutting Suni Lee.
I didn't realize Suni was doing this.
Yes, she's not coming here for the little show at the Yum Center with
because she's too busy dancing her butt off.
Exactly right.
That a girl.
I think these parts of the show are recorded. They don't get to the live ones until later where people vote live.
Right.
These things are already done. Let's see, who else do we have? The Karate Kid actor Martin Cove, Brian Austin Green, Iman Shumpert, who played in the NBA, and Olivia Jade, you just heard. And Tyra Banks is the host on this show. I don't know, there's a lot of other people. There's like 20 people.
But usually Suni Lee, I guess, would be on that list. But there's one or two where you're like, oh, that's the big name.
Because they're athletic. First off,
yeah.
If Suni Lee can't do the moves, that wouldn't make any sense. She can fly through the air.
Right, right.
What was the term we learned this year about the flying in the air and you get scared?
Oh, the shakies. They're called
the willies.
The shiver
me timbers.
Yeah, that's what it was. The shiver me timbers. All the gymnasts have it.
Whatever it was, I get the weakies,
that's going to bother me. That's going to bother me. People are probably
screaming. Twisties.
The twisties.
Twisties.
Thank you. Did you look that up or do you remember that?
I remembered it.
Thankfully. Twisties. Dude, anybody who can fly through the air where their head is exposed to a wooden beam and then they're 6'8", 10 feet in the air, whatever they are, it's like, you're nuts.
No.
You people are completely insane.
Yeah, so I think dancing is a little easier than...
She understands choreography. incredible movement, all that. So you got to make her a Final Four player already.
Already.
And America loves her.
That's an easy one. Olivia Jade, though, America doesn't really like her right now.
She's a spoiled rich kid, right? I mean, she's an influencer. And what does she sell? Makeup or something?
Everything. I think she does. Before she got caught, she was doing like a, here's my Target haul. Look at my comforter, my twin extra long comforter for college. Like she did little promotional things like that.
Here's what she didn't say. For college that my mom is paying for me to come in through the side door. She left that part out.
Right. Yeah.
But actually, I saw a little bit of that because when she became famous because of the scandal, then they kept showing clips of her. Here's what she does, Olivia Jade. I thought, well, that's a nice contribution to humanity right there.
I mean, people need their twin extra long comforters, Terry.
I guess so. Anyway, we'll find the list because when Ian – is Ian back tomorrow? I think he is.
Yes.
We'll go through because we gotta decide who gets thrown off first.
Yep.
Okay.
I love it.
We'll figure that out too. All right, you're with Haley and the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHAS. Haley is an influencer in her own way.
Thank you so much. Come back and I'll tell you the perfect handle.
Her name is Haley Hansen Kilkelly. We're going to dive into that topic next. Do you keep your name when you get married and why? And what's the premise? Because there was a big argument online about that on the way on News Radio 840 WHAS. Nowhere to hide.
Hi, my name is what?
My name is...
Slim.
Hey, I want to throw out a shout out to someone named Goose. His name is Jack Gibbons. Jack Goose Gibbons is 65 years old today.
Big 6'5".
A Kentucky hero, grew up in Lexington, was a national champion with the 1978 Kentucky Wildcats, played in the NBA, longtime broadcaster for the Orlando franchise in the NBA, and just an all-around just great person. He's been a friend of mine for a long, long time.
Happy birthday, bud.
When I went to UK, the basketball players were in the next dorm, and you'd see them, and I still see Kyle Macy or see Goose or whatever, and they're just like, hey, because they knew the other kids in school.
Meanwhile, now we have security guards right. For each player.
Yeah, don't even go near that building.
Don't look at him.
Happy birthday, Goose Gibbons, 65. That's unbelievable. People who are hearing that name right now are saying, oh, yeah, the cover of Sports Illustrated, they beat Duke. And then the cover of Sports Illustrated said, the goose was golden. He scored 41 points that night.
Now that's a good cover.
That's right.
Yeah, very good.
Happy birthday. But the name game. I saw this tweet yesterday. Maggie Mendersky is a writer for the Courier Journal. She wrote this. Telling people I'm keeping my name after we get married has been, ellipsis, interesting. Half of you are raising a fist in solidarity. Half of you are stuck in 1920. I have a degree, a National Journalism Award, and 12 years of bylines under my name. Why would I throw that out?
Not a girl.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
But then again, you're bringing this up to a girl who also kept her last name.
Yeah.
So.
You're Haley Hansen Kilkelly.
Yeah. So I got best of both worlds.
Exactly. And I know it's a challenge because people want their own identity, but then they think about, well, if I have kids and my kids have different last names, it creates a little bridge to jump. You know, when they go to 23andMe and it doesn't have my last name, it has whatever. And then other people will call you by that other last name.
It's already happening.
Yeah.
It's already happening.
So it's all just it's just one of the blurry things of the world.
Yeah. I love it. I love seeing what women decide to do when they get married because I do feel like the growing number of women are sticking with their name. I'm adopted, so I kept my last name because it's the one thing connecting me to my family. But I also love that, I have a degree. Or my friend, I'm a doctor. I'm not taking my husband's last name. I just spent the last 15 years in college keeping it.
Some of the other comments from women. I changed my name and my byline. She's a writer for Business First. She says, but only because I wasn't a huge fan of my maiden name. If I had an alliterative name like yours, I'd keep it too. Laugh emoji.
Uh-oh. I also have a Haley Hansen alliterate name.
Right?
Yeah, it's easy.
Another woman. Got married when I worked in news. Kept my maiden name as my pen name. Changed it legally to my husband's. Changing names is a B word. Wish I would have at least kept my maiden name legally for a little bit after the marriage to get settled in and decide what I really wanted. So there is. There's a real variance. And then another way to look at it, too, is people say, I'm keeping my growing up name when I get married. And then someone will say, well, that's your dad's name. Wait, so because you're trying to be an independent woman, but that's your dad's name. It's not your mom's name. Okay, well, then I'll take my grandmother's name. Well, that was her man's name. So people get
never ending.
Exactly.
You can never win.
It's a never ending portal into another maze. The thing is, be happy.
Be happy.
Be happy and do what feels right for you, what feels like a warm blanket around you. I have a niece. She got married, and she and the man she married, both, they invented a word for their last name.
Both of them agreed on one word that was unrelated to their names.
Correct. It's cool, though. I mean,
I love that.
I kind of like it. I mean, I know it's a weird thing when you see the lineage book and they do the family tree and it's like, what? What is this? It's just made up. But that's okay. They're still ours.
Yeah. I love that.
However it works out for you. Hope it does. By the way, what? My mom's name was Reeser. And then my grandmother's name was Showalter. And then before that, see, you go back and you keep thinking, well, but that was a name that came from such and such. And I can't go back beyond one generation after that.
I don't think I can go to both of my parents' mother's maiden names and nothing past that.
And you forget them. And people try to connect you up to whatever. And then my son did some research on our family. And we were connected to people whose names I'd never heard before. But there's some funny stuff because I posted it online about a year ago and my son found this stuff. And I just said, I am descended from idiots because a couple of stupid things that were in the news.
Well, we don't need a 23andMe to know that, Terry.
That's true.
Come on.
I'll tell you this much. About 100 years ago, a guy who was connected to my family. And by the way, my family didn't get here until the 1870s. It was one dude, actually. He came from Germany. He's got a completely different last name. He came from Germany, went to St. Louis, sharecropper, and migrates over to Louisville, sharecropper, and that's how we got started. He met somebody else from Germany, married her here, and then that's how we launched. Anyway, a descendant of that person showed up. His wife died, and 3 years later, he was dating a younger woman, and he showed up at her house one night, and another guy wanted to fight him. The other guy had a gun. My family member had a brick. Never bring a brick to a gunfight. End of story.
Tale as old as time.
It's Hail in the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHAS.
He goes in through the back door. He don't wake him up, so he wipes the cold dust off his face and he hits his knees. Says, Lord, I want to thank you for everything.
Kentuckian Jimmy Rose.
And the strength you give me to make it day by day. Cole keeps the lights on.
Cole keeps the lights on.
Now, wait a minute. That's a good saying. We should put that on license plates.
We have it on our basketball dorm. The Cole Lodge, where the UK
basketball
players.
Yes, we do.
Cole keeps the bills paid. That's Jimmy Rose. That was the year 2013 on America's Got Talent when Jimmy Rose was on there. It's been that many years already, 8 years. I spoke with him here on the air. He's just a delightful person from which county? I'll have to look it up. Nice person, but they keep saying that Cole is over. Today, China's Xi Jinping said that the nation of China will stop building coal plants overseas. And the Politico writer says this almost completely ends the international finance of coal in a single sentence.
Wow.
So there's obviously a big reverberation around these parts in here old Kentucky. John Kerry, by the way, I'm trying to see what country he's in. He's walking down the street. It might be England. Can't tell exactly. There's big media, flanks of media all around him. He's asked about that statement.
China will stop building coal power plants abroad. What's your response?
It's an extremely welcome decision. We've been talking with China for quite some period of time about this, and I'm absolutely delighted to hear that President Xi has made this important decision. It's a great contribution. It's a good beginning to the efforts we need to achieve for Glasgow.
That's John Kerry. He's wearing a mask. That's why his voice is muffled that way. That's a story that reverberates all the way here. If China is no longer investing in building coal plants elsewhere, they always say, well, in Kentucky coal gets sold overseas in Europe and other places, and so I don't know.
And that may be ending.
Exactly. Remember when Hillary Clinton told the coal miners, you got to find different jobs. We're going to get you education and move to other things. And she got hammered for that.
Yeah.
And or Barack Obama said, you know, our number one priority is put you out of business. And people are scoffing at that and saying, well, these are jobs. Yeah, I know. Coal keeps the lights on. We all like Jimmy Rose.
We heard the song in 2013. We know.
And people say, wait a minute. But the electricity that's generated that we need to power all these electric cars that the city of Louisville and the state and all these other fleets, government fleets that they're saying are going to be all electric cars starting in whatever year, that electricity is only generated because we have coal to generate the electricity. We're moving to other sources.
Yeah, we'll have to find
other
ways. You got
to be realistic.
You adapt with the world around you.
And when China makes a big move like that, that does send tremors around the globe because they're still...
Well, with ending with a sentence, what did it say?
They'll stop building coal plants overseas, so they're not going to fund anything like that anymore, and that ends the international finance of coal.
Jeez.
So, anyway.
We'll have to keep an eye on it.
But anyway, yeah, we'll get email from people saying, no, that's not correct because blah, 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 whatever. Anyway, it's just showing the continuing erosion of that business. So you have to find another revenue stream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's tough. I always feel for those miners that work in those places. I remember there was a story for several months of them not getting their final paychecks from some company, and they sat there and blocked the road trying to keep them from getting anything out. And I don't know how those things are ever resolved. People shut down mines, and it's a different universe, but tough stuff. But anyway, keep an eye on that note today. When China makes a big financial move like that, certainly changes the temperature of things. And Jimmy Rose, wherever you are today, we still love you. Coal keeps the lights on. Did they start America's Got Talent last night again? I think they did.
Was that last night too? Man, a ton of stuff.
Well, see, I had Monday Night Football. I couldn't be caught up. But if Aaron Rodgers had thrown two interceptions, I'd have been on Dancing with the Stars.
You should have been on Dancing with the Stars. I thought you and Aaron were in a bit of a fight. I thought you were a little angry at him
now. I am angry. And, of course, I wouldn't watch Dancing with the Stars if you put electricity
but
on.
But Suni!
Yeah, I know. I love Suni. She'll win. Ariana Grande made her debut as a judge on The Voice last night. And
so who are our coaches now? Ari.
Isn't Blake Shelton
still there? Kelly Clarkson.
John Legend.
That's the one I'm missing. Yeah. That's a pretty well-rounded panel of people.
They're pretty smart about that. But how did they go to various people and tell them you're done here? Like Adam Levine, Gwen Stefani is now married to Blake Shelton.
That's right, Adam Levine. He disappeared quietly.
I guess he'd had enough of it. It's demanding. It takes a lot of your time, but the exposure is so great because millions of people see you and all it does is help you sell music.
I don't know how Ariana Grande is going to do it, though, because she puts out music pretty consistently, and I can't imagine that's easy when you have a full-time job coaching people.
Kelly Clarkson says that Ariana Grande is very funny on camera, but is 100 times funnier behind the scenes. Grande said none of her jokes made it to the air, but her colorful language is worth it to make the other judges laugh. That's where they get cutaway shots of a judge laughing because she said something vulgar.
None of her jokes made. That's what would happen if I were in her position because I would be saying naughty words too much and you couldn't put it on TV.
But people start laughing and then they'll have a contestant say something cute and then they'll do the cutaway shot of Blake Shelton who was really laughing at something that Ariana Grande said.
The crude joke she said that didn't make it to air.
That's all the TV trickeration backstage noise you need to know for now. It's Haley and the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHAS. Oh, what you need is adult education. Hall and Oates. Do you even know who that is, Haley?
I saw them live a few years ago. Thank you very much.
Those boys are still working?
They were at Bourbon and Beyond.
I'll be darned.
It didn't look like they liked each other anymore, though, so...
Louder Than Life announced today that Mudvayne is no longer able to perform on Sunday. Instead, Breaking Benjamin has been added to the Sunday lineup for Louder Than Life. No Hall & Oates.
Oh,
they wouldn't fit on the Louder Than Life
scene
there. They're
not much loud, yeah. Not really the louder.
No Snoop Dogg. I'm just a little bummed.
I'm still mad about it. I know you were looking forward to it more than anyone.
And who else did we lose? We lost one other.
Nine Inch Nails. Nine Inch Nails. The third.
It's like ding, 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 yeah. Ding. That's okay. It'll still be a fine weekend. I just want us to get all three of those weekends back. If we're having Louder, why can't we have Hometown? Why can't we have Bourbon and Beyond or B&B? You know, we're already gathering. Yeah, they said it was tough signing all the acts on last minute.
Yeah, it's a lot of artists.
Let's see. We have an update on the squatter guy. This is the one. Now, this is not the guy who lived by the river.
Ugh, our favorite, Dave.
Yeah, River Dave. He lived by the river up in, was that New Hampshire?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Connecticut.
He's 81, been living in a cabin in the town of Canterbury for 27 years. He was jailed back in July, refusing to leave the property because it was on somebody else's land. Because
it wasn't his. Uh-oh.
You know, I kind of like this view here. I'll just build a cabin. My sister worked for a paper company for decades in Louisiana. And she managed, you know, hundreds of thousands of acres. And she said she'd drive up someday and there'd be people and they'd had a cabin. And she'd be like,
can't be
here,
buddy.
This is company property. Yeah, well, just go on. We got a lawyer. Okay.
All right.
And then you just back up.
Okay,
and then,
River Dave, we'll see you in court.
You call your legal department. Mark it on the GPS.
Right, drop your pin. Make sure you know where River Dave's cabin is.
Send the lawyers in. Tell them to pack something just in case. A guy on Long Island, he's called America's most successful squatter.
No. Oh.
But his deal may be coming to an end. Gurmit Henspaul is a Long Island man who bought a home back in 1998. That would be 23 years ago.
Oof.
He bought it for $290,000. He didn't have $290,000, but he had enough for a down payment.
He quote-unquote bought this house.
He made the first mortgage payment.
Very good. Good start.
And that's when it ended.
Then that's it.
He started using the courts to say, you can't evict me. So, you know, there we go. Think of that. 23 years of fighting people in court to be a squatter.
That's exhausting.
Can you imagine? I mean, how could you sleep? But some people, I guess, can't.
If you spent all that energy fighting in court, couldn't you just spend that getting a job to make money to pay the mortgage? Maybe that's a little old-fashioned of me, but...
Could you never invite people over? I mean, they would be participating in a crime event.
If you invite them over, they have to join you in your legal fight to keep this house, dang it. It's my right as a squatter.
He's used the court since 1998 to stay in this house ever since.
God.
Nassau County Housing Court Judge William Hohauser presided over his latest attempt to avoid eviction last week. In his ruling, the judge said that Hanspaul's attempt to claim a COVID-19 hardship exemption does not apply because he is not a tenant. The judge said the man has no financial obligation there and he must leave. Diamond Ridge Partners, the company that owns the property, said they'll take immediate action to have Mr. Hanspaul removed after the ruling.
Wow. So they're finally getting him at 23?
23 years of him. Just think of what kind of...
23 years of fighting against the man.
Think of what kind of squalor is inside. If you don't own the house, you're not treating it well. It's not like he's treating it like a palace.
Oh, you don't think it's a nice mid-century modern get-up?
No.
You don't think so?
Nope. Oh. He's probably got crazy written all over the walls and who knows
Boarding
what else.
Boarding situation. Oh, multiple cats running around.
Probably goats.
You probably know, goats.
Things just walking through the house.
Why not? If it's his house, why can't it be the goat's house?
Right. Anyway, so he's America's most successful squatter. I guess that makes River Dave America's second, who then moves up to number one.
River Dave's number one in my heart.
Yeah,
that's
right.
All
I liked
know.
Him. It's a cool beard he had. You go, River Dave. We still love you, buddy, wherever you're living. I think they had a GoFundMe. There's River Dave. He took his turkey and left.
Dave.
I think there was a GoFundMe that raised him enough money to go live somewhere else. All right, stand by. Coach Satterfield is up next. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow, Bubs.
Woo!
Thank you, John.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.